is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back in. Shout out to Aloe Fiber. Have you heard about Aloe Fiber? They've been creating and connecting fiberhood since 2003. 20 years of disrupting the telecom game and future-proofing communities. Visit alofiber.com. Change the way you experience internet. It's internet without the constant buffering and rebooting. Check them out online at alofiber.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. As expected, Mark Johnson is somewhere in the wilderness, probably skinning a grizzly bear. I don't know if that's legal, so let's keep it hush-hush, but probably doing something like that right now. Codes, the weather guy, says, what if the Pac-12 and Mountain West did a merger? Angel, it doesn't matter unless the TV deal's right.
Right. It's easy to just pick and choose teams and move them around, but
if you
the
can't
reality
see
is the money is the crucial factor.
The money, which is all about the TV deal, and that's why it makes that's why Rick George made such a grand slam hire with primetime, because this is a staying power move, Angel. We've all talked about, well, is primetime in this for the long haul? Is he here for 5 years? Is he here for 10 years? I, for one, think he's going to do 5 years and move on to something else. I don't think he's going to be a head coach even. But if he wants to stay, then don't you think the Big 12 would be a nice spot to stay? You've made it. You're in a Power 5 conference. But when Dion leaves, you've got it. You're still attractive to star players because you're still in the Big 12. You still have that, regardless of the coach, regardless of the situation. You're still in the Big 12. There's more money there. It means it's bigger and better and everything. Code says, I don't see how the Pac-12 survives if it doesn't. They won't survive until they secure a TV deal. That's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so. Doesn't matter who you attract to get in. This is just interesting, man. I told you during the break, I said, I love talking about this, but I hate talking about it. Because the merger stuff, it kills rivalries. It destroys lesser, group of five schools. It destroys all that. But it is fascinating. You know, it's like, okay, Codes. I know Codes, the weather guy, is a big Boise State guy. They're a good team, solid team. I love watching Boise State football. Does anybody else outside of the Mountain West? They had a moment there. What, was it the early 2000s or so? They were...
Oh, like early 2000s, then like 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
They're consistently
but they're always
in the top
pretty
25.
Good. They're always pretty good. But that's still, that doesn't always matter. It's who's getting on TV the most. What did we learn from... What has Nikola Jokic taught us about all of this? You couldn't be the best player in the world and still not get the recognition. National media guys are saying, I've never seen Nikola Jokic play. That's the same for football, for college football. If it's not on, I watch what's on my tube. I don't have a lot. I think one of my... the Samsung TV thing, the free thing that comes with the new Samsung TVs, you get like all their channels, like 100 channels or something. The ACC network is on that, which is brilliant because anybody that buys a Samsung, you get that. It's a free service. Those are free channels, and you get the ACC network. But I'm the kind of guy that watches what's available to me. I tried NFL Sunday Ticket once, and I found myself just recalling and scrolling back between games too much. And I looked at my wife and said, I like to just dial in on one game, and this is where I'm at for the next three to four hours.
I think even with college football, it's not so much conferences that are more popular than others. It's teams within the conference.
Try to call Mark again on his cell.
Just my point real quick was like,
okay,
I'm an SEC fan, but if it's Vanderbilt in Missouri on a Saturday afternoon, I'm probably not going to watch that.
Yeah.
Because it's not it's not two top teams in a top conference.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally get you. No, that's the way it is. It's... All right, Mark's going to be there for us. He's ready. He's ready. He's doing something, man. But we need him on because this is an interesting report that's going on with Zach Seegers. And I just want to pick Mark's brain about what he thinks this means. Well, obviously, we know what it means for the Buffs. Sounds like it's going to happen. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffalo, somewhere out in the wilderness, I assume. Mark, how are you?
Fantastic. Just went through Miles, Montana, heading east on I-94 en route to Williston, North Dakota. So there's an update on the trip.
Oh, man. Well, we're glad we could get you. We'll see if the connection holds up here. But I'm just reading Zach Seeger's report. Were you able to get the service up there from Mile High Sports, saying Buffs reportedly leaving Pac-12 to rejoin Big 12. Mark, what do you know?
Well, there you go. There's just one more report. Nobody officially saying anything, but one more report out there. You know, the one thing I get nervous about, you know, I think you and I have talked about this in the world of journalism before, is circular reporting. You know what that is? That's where I report something, and then you report that I report something. And then Bob reports that you reported that I reported something, and it becomes circular reporting. And so many times, I'm always fascinated when I see guys come out with stories, I'm like, I know that guy. That guy doesn't have a connection with anybody. In my case, at the University of Colorado, I bet he's quoting somebody else out there. So I'm not questioning the report that you're referring to. I'm just saying many times in the media, this is something for folks out there, if you're ever wondering about the media, there's a lot of circular reporting that goes on. And I think that's what's going on right now. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It certainly may happen. But there's a lot of smoke out there right now.
But, Mark, from our conversation last week with one of those reporters that put that out there, and it wasn't like, hey, this is happening. This was just, hey, they're ramping up efforts. You kind of felt like, hey, that guy's legit. Let's watch out for this. This could. It just feels like, Mark, and I agree with you 100% on the circular reporting, but it does feel like maybe in this case there's a lot of smoke. We just might see a fire soon.
Well, I mentioned last week Dennis Dodd.
Yeah, Dennis Dodd.
Yeah, was one of the guys. And so when Dennis Dodd says something, there are certain guys around the country, you know, in the Pac-12, John Canzano, John Wilner, guys like that that are, you know, very credible guys who have for a long time built a level of trust and accuracy. And so, you know, depending on who it is out there, you and I being in business, we get to know those guys. And Dennis Dodd, somebody, when Dennis Dodd says something is potentially happening, I believe he's got a very, deep source someplace that's making that those kind of statements. So I'm not saying it's not going to happen because there's a lot going on. I think I did say in your show last week that the numbers we've been seeing, if true, in regards to what the Pac-12 potential media deal would be, because the numbers that we're hearing about are awful low. And so if those numbers are accurate, don't be surprised if there's wandering eyes out there for that reason, because if the numbers are what they claim that they are, yeah, it's very tough to compete in college athletics with those kind of financial numbers out there. And so there are going to be people that may be looking elsewhere and thinking, okay, where can I go where it's a better financial set of circumstances? And, you know, Brady, here's the thing about it. When somebody does leave, it's going to be a domino effect out there. What's that game, Jenga or whatever, you know, you're pulling the little pieces of wood from the tower, right? When somebody leaves, it is going to create a ripple effect, and there's going to be a domino effect on this whole thing. And so don't be surprised that if somebody jumps. Now, if it's Colorado, and again, I don't know, but if it's Colorado, somebody else is going to jump. There are going to be other people that immediately are going to start making moves. So my guess would be in the Pac-12, you know, let's say in Boulder and Tucson, Arizona, and Tempe, Arizona, maybe Salt Lake City and Seattle and Eugene, Oregon, I'd imagine there's some pretty hot phone lines out there that are being utilized quite a bit, trying to figure out exactly where all this is going.
Well, and yeah, well, I think one of that on that report we were reading, and again, doesn't mean it's fact. It's just Arizona was one of those names. So I guess, and I mean all the respect to CU on this because I know they got the primetime factor now. But what about the Oregon Ducks? And you just mentioned it with Seattle, but why wouldn't they be one of the, if not the top teams remaining that would be sought out for to join one of those power conference outside of the Pac-12?
Well, I think if you got to read the tea leaves, maybe you can say, well, maybe the Big Ten's had conversation with them. So the Big 12 might not be having conversations. Maybe they have. Who knows? I mean, you know, we don't know exactly how many conversations. That was the one thing I found out when Colorado, way back in 2010, jumped to the Pac-12. After the fact, talking with the principals involved, finding out all the various conversations that had taken place. And so who's to say there haven't been those conversations? Now, we haven't heard anything, so if there have been, nothing's been leaked at this point in time. But who's to say that those conversations have not taken place? So, listen, at this point, nothing's off the table. Nothing would be terribly shocking. After we saw Oklahoma and Texas jumping for the Big 12 to the SEC, and then UCLA and USC jumping for the Pac-12 to the Big 10, I think that put the fear of God in a lot of teams throughout the Pac-12 going, okay, what's going on here? And certainly the Big 12 as well. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that people were wondering if the Big 12 was going to survive. And I think the Big 12 is on a bit more firm footing right now than what the Pac-12 is. And so, yeah, nothing would shock me at this point in time.
So, Mark, what do you know about the recent efforts, or if there are, like, I think we talked a month or two ago, and the Pac-12 was looking at Apple TV, maybe. Again, I'm getting texters pouring in saying, well, would the Pac-12 consider merging with the Mountain West? What would they do? It doesn't matter, does it, Mark? I mean, you could put Alabama in the Pac-12 today. If you don't have a legitimate TV contract done, then it's not going to matter.
Well, just for anybody out there to buy Texans, say, well, what about merging with the Mountain West? That doesn't do anything for the Pac-12.
Right,
right. And again, folks need to understand, this comes down to television markets. And here's a little bit of inside baseball, okay? So if you add the Mountain West, what are the major television markets you're adding there, right? Really think about that, okay? Down in New Mexico, Albuquerque, that's not a top 20 market. Las Vegas, you know, but the Pac-12 kind of had that with what they've been doing in Vegas here in recent years. So really, what are you adding out of the Mountain West from a television standpoint? So that's number one to think about right there. You've got to remember the Pac-12 as well. And there's, if you've noticed in a lot of these conversations, you haven't seen a lot of talk or rumors about Cal and Stanford, right? Mm-hmm. You haven't heard? Well, isn't that interesting? Because San Francisco is enormous, enormous, top, five or six television market. What have we found out throughout this? We have found out that they do their studies, they do their numbers, they find out that the Bay Area doesn't deliver eyeballs virtually at all for college athletics. And so it's interesting, as big a market as that is, it doesn't seem really to resonate for college athletics. And so I think that's part of the reason why the Cal Stanford thing has been so quiet. Now, Stanford is a national brand in terms of its athletic department, but if you really analyze that thing, I've always found it interesting, and I'm shocked, to be honest with you, when we got to the Pac-12, as good as they have been at different times, they don't draw in football and basketball. It's stunning to me. They win national championships across the board in all sorts of sports, and they're one of the most successful athletic programs in America, but they don't deliver fans for football and basketball. Of course, football is the driving financial engine and everything. And so there's just some things to think about when people are going, yeah, but what about? Well, you got to really look deep into what's happening there. That's why people have talked about Boise all the time. Boise is a wonderfully football program, but you're not delivering a big market in terms of Boise jumping into a major conference. That's part of the equation.
Yeah, I think that's the big point, because you're exactly right. We had one of those texters that was talking about the Broncos, of course, and it's like, yeah, they're respectable. I love watching Boise State. I really do, but I know they don't move the needle.
Right, right, exactly. And that's what this all comes down to.
I think we lost Mark there. Okay, we were about to wrap up anyway. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Great stuff from him. This is big news. Now, again, Mark is saying that this, watch out for the Zach guy. He could be legit, but he also could be doing some circular reporting here, perhaps.
Right. The original report is from an Oklahoma radio station.
Interesting.
And
so
they're claiming they have sources that are saying, see you in Arizona.
Okay. 12:48 the time. Let's take a quick break. Let's just look. Again, when you are looking at conference realignment and where your team might go if they have that opportunity, you got to look at the TV deals. So for the Pac, what are they on? They got the Pac-12 network?
They're on ESPN.
For this year, for this next year. But they did not renew that deal 2 years ago or whenever, that when they should have. And so now they're afraid, because ESPN would lock them into a 7-year deal, and they're like, we can't do that. It's not smart. You don't lock into those kind of deals with the way things are moving. So now they're trying to opt out and look at different spots like Apple TV, and none of that really works. Because let me just ask, are you listening? Do you have Apple TV? That's the big question. That's the big concern for the Pac-12. 12:49 the time. It looks like maybe, just maybe, the Buffs, along with a few others, are leaving the Pac-12, and the Buffs may be heading back to the Big 12. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.